thankful this morning to be back in the house of God. Amen. Good to see some faces I haven't seen in a while.
And we're thankful always that people are starting to come back to the building. We encourage everyone, go ahead on. If you're doing a lot of other things, going everywhere else, you might as well come on back to the building. Get off that phone. Amen. Doing it in love, ain't it? Saying it in love. That's good to see you. We love you. We want to see you. Amen. Yeah, I'm fighting, trying to keep getting that stuff myself, but you got to do what you got to do. Isn't that right?
That's right.
Yeah, we love you. Good to see Brother Brown, Brother Cash. Good to see Brother Sister Brown. Good to see them.
Yeah.
A lot of people are starting calling names. Oh, miss somebody. Now, just learned that Brother Stroud lost his father. I just found that out. And so that's our minister here. We want to pray for him. He lost his father, and he's traveling there, him and his wife, and let's keep them in prayers on the travels as well. But we've had several people who've lost loved ones, is that right? And we've done a wonderful job yesterday. The new ministry is called Spiritual Needs Ministry. That's one that set up to develop elders. That falls under that ministry. They did a wonderful job. On yesterday, all the sisters provided the food, and it was just good to see all that going again. Wasn't you all excited about that as well? Those who were here, and then the families who have lost loved ones, we want you to know we're going to continue to pray for you. We're going to continue to pray for you because you're going to need it as well. Now, if you're visiting with us today and you're not a member of the Church of Christ, or if you're listening on via conference call or Facebook Live or YouTube, whatever medium you're on, we want to let you know that in the Churches of Christ, we believe that the Bible is right. Is that right, church?
That's right.
Every word of the Bible is right. Now, if you're going to go to heaven, you're going to decide what you're going to believe in. So some people believe in God, they don't want to read the Bible. You're not going to be able to get to heaven. You got to know what the Lord said do. Amen? And some people don't even know they're supposed to be baptized for the remission of sin. Fools around here listen to me and you lose your soul. Me and telling you to pray a sinner's prayer, God never said that. No, he never told a man to pray a sinner's prayer. What he told us, what God left us information in this book. If you don't believe in this book, nothing I say gonna matter to you. But when you believe in this book, you're gonna believe it from the front to the back. Amen. And so what Jesus said for a man to do to be saved, he said he had to hear the gospel. What is that? The story of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. God wants you to love him because he gave his son. He wants you to love his son because he gave his life.
Amen.
That's right. That's right, Church of Christ. That's what he wants us to love him for. And when a person believes that with all of their heart, that person will repent. Amen. They'll come to the mind and say, I gotta change my way of living. When you're ready to change your way of living, then you'll be willing to stand and say, I believe that Jesus Christ, Son of God, before me. And that's what Jesus said to do. And then after that, you must be baptized. Why? Jesus commanded it. It's a commandment. That's not something you just do because you want to. It's a command. Amen. What is it for? The remission of sin. Acts 2:38. Yeah, you can't be saved until you get your sins washed away. If you're here today and you want your sins washed away, you got to go to the water of grave baptism. We can't wash them sitting in your seat. And nobody's going to sprinkle no water on you. And nothing like that. You got to come up and get buried. Yeah, that's what the water is for. So he said, well, I don't see nothing in the water. Well, he ain't never seen Jesus either. He ain't seen him with your eyes. The only other reason you know about Jesus is this book. The book say be baptized in water. Is that right, what it say?
Yeah.
Yeah. Peter told him on the day of Pentecost, repent and be baptized, every one of you. Didn't leave none of them out. 3,000 people on the same day were baptized. You know, 3,000, if they took the time to baptize 3,000 people, and somebody tell you they're going to wait next week, something wrong with that, don't you think?
Amen.
I would say something wrong with that. And we're going to baptize you right now, today. That's right. Got to be baptized to be saved. And then the last thing you need, not born church in the Bible. Ain't born in there. Now that's why I disagree. Well, you disagree with everything else then. You must not. Well, because I didn't say it. The book said it. One God, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one body. What is that? The church? That's the church. The body of Christ. You got a head. Who's the head of the body of Christ? All of you got one body, got one head on it, don't you? You understand what? My head don't tell brother else what to do. My head tell me what to do, right? Christ is the head of the church, and it's a body. Everybody on that body got to be in the body to be saved. And that's the church. Church of Christ, the only church in the Bible. Now, you don't say that to be mean to nobody. Everybody need to be informed. I just believe it's the right thing to do. Amen. Yeah. How many of y'all believe that?
Amen.
It's the right thing to do. The right thing to do is to tell people the truth. And you know what people who are looking for truth, they're going to be upset at you. They're going to be just thankful. Thank God somebody told me the truth. That right, brother? You know what I said? Say amen this morning. Say amen for me. If I'm telling the truth, say amen.
Amen.
I got a good lesson, I think, for you this morning. Now, I met a young man. And it was kind of sad to have a conversation with this young man. But this sermon is because of my conversation with him. He was very concerned. This young man lived with a bothered conscience. And somebody said, who was it? Well, not your business there. I told you, young man, that was enough information right there. Folk want to know everything, don't they? I can tell you folk business like that. You just say young man. Now, I hope all of us will leave with an understanding of the blessings of being a Christian. Amen. And understand forgiveness. That's what I want this lesson to give you. And it's titled, When I Kept Silent. Keeping silent and not dealing with the sins in your life can lead to a miserable life for you and the people around you. It can even lead to depression and even suicide. It's a serious discussion. And I found Psalms, the 32nd division. David said, when I kept silent,
my bones waxed old.
Hold on just a minute. I'm still in the introduction phase. Now, David was a man after God's own heart, meaning that David was in a relationship with God. And what David did, when David was a murderer and an adulterer. Y'all know that? But David, the reason he was a man after God's own heart was that David understood the law of God. And the law of God required, when you sin, that you do something about it. And David would always do what God told him to do. And so he didn't have to live with the guilt of the sin. And he simply understood law. But he kept silent. He said, when I kept silent, that was a problem. Let's go back to Psalm 32nd division here and start at verse 1. And he said, now,
blessed is
David is a man that done went through this. He said, now, blessed is he whose transgression
is forgiven.
Now, transgression, anything you do that the law say don't do. Or sin is a transgression of the law. It's like you just driving 55 and the law say, or 75 and the law say 55, you transgress. You broke the law. So, see, he said, blessed is whose transgression, notice what he says, is forgiven.
Whose sin is covered.
I'm going to talk about that. And then he says in verse 2, blessed is the man unto whom
the Lord imputed iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile.
And whose spirit is no guile. So, people who are blessed are people who understand forgiveness. Forgiven sinners remember that they had this terrible burden of sin on them, but if you remain silent, you keep it unconfessed and unforgiven, you got to live with that thing. Y'all with me?
Mm-hmm.
And forgiven sinners will be grateful to God because they know they've done some dirty stuff. So, but what are you talking about? Any sin is dirty.
Mm.
Lying is dirty. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Cheating is dirty. Stealing is dirty. Adultery is dirty. Fornication is dirty. Shacking is dirty. Amen. You want me to keep going? I'll get to you at some point, won't I?
Amen.
Probably hitting 95% of people already.
Mm-hmm.
With just a few things. That little lie that you tell all the time. You know how you call it. You know, that white lie. The angelic lie. I said, that's why they call it white. Yeah, like this guy got an angel flying on the lie. No, he lying. Forgiveness is a blessing, brothers and sisters.
That's right.
I'm so thankful. How many of y'all thankful for forgiveness?
Amen.
Forgiveness is a blessing. The word forgiven means to carry away.
It's kind of always described like a bird in a cage. Just God opened the door and let them fly free. They don't have to go back in that cage to live because the door is open. It's been lifted. Before sin is confessed and forgiven, we bear like some great burden. And no doubt in my mind, somebody listening to me right now, you got some sin going on in your life. I say sin, plurality of things. And as I preach this sermon, you're being bothered. If your conscience is still working, you ought to be bothered right now. Because the design of the conscience is to provide you a guilt. But if it's sin, it's not going to bother you to keep doing what you're doing. Am I making it clear?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, denying, trying to forget, which is impossible. It is impossible to forget your past. God don't want you to forget your past. He wants you to be reminded you were like that, but I gave you forgiveness, and you're going to love Him more and more. That's why. Yeah. That's why. God don't want us to forget it. We need to all know we made mistakes. And that's what a sin is in many cases. Some of us sin. We're not trying to sin. We're trying to live right. How many of you Christians don't ever sin? You're lying.
Amen.
No man say he have no sin. The truth ain't in him. You know, amen, somebody. You think Brother Brooks standing up here not dealing with a sin? You're sadly mistaken.
Yes.
Sadly mistaken. Just a human being like everybody else. Yes, that's right. That's right, Church of Christ. Don't look at me funny, because you ain't no different.
Yes.
Just a dirt. That's all you are. When you die, you're just a big lump of dirt with a necktie on. God made us from the dirt. You know I'm telling the truth.
Amen.
You dirt, you came naked, you're going to go back naked.
Amen.
That's what the book say. You're going back to the dirt just like you came. But there's a soul we got to save. How many of y'all believe there's a soul to save?
Amen.
That soul got to be forgiven. Now, you can't run from the sin. You got to deal with the sin. David said, look here. David said, blessed is the man whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord imputed not iniquity, and whose spirit, notice this, is no guile. What do you mean? It's no deceit. You got to be honest. There's no that you can't deceive yourself as if you don't have this issue. Your issue may be pornography. Nobody know but you. It's in the darkness. It's done, and nobody know it but you. Now, you got to be honest enough to get it right. You can't live in denial if you ain't got no issue. Did Jesus, if you die in your sin, where I am, you can't come. What do you say? We can't get to heaven. None of us can get to heaven living in sin. What Church of Christ folk need to know. Just because you're a member of the Church of Christ, don't guarantee you a ticket to heaven. Am I right about it, holla holla? Somebody ought to say amen. Even on the covenant call, they ought to be saying amen. Amen. This is good preaching. It's something we need to realize. We just can't get there, y'all. But the Hebrews 4, God gave us some instructions. The blessing of forgiveness is conditional on our integrity. What do you mean by integrity? Being honest enough to admit you mess up. Does you know confession is not you telling God something you didn't already know?
Amen.
He already knew you did it. Now, are you honest enough to say, Lord, I'm sorry, I've sinned? That's what confession is. Some do it and turn confession into reporting oftentimes. People just say, well, brothers and sisters, I have sinned. But did you stop? Well, then stop lying then. You don't need to make no confession until you repent. What do you mean by repent? Stop it. You got to have it in your mind. I'm ready to stop. Tell the truth, brother. But I am. I had to do it. You got to. Everybody got to do. Now, what's going to happen? The book said Hebrews 4:12. He said this, for the word of God
is quick and powerful.
That's what we're talking about on Wednesday night. You got to have information. How many of y'all missing Wednesday night Bible class? You're not going to get to heaven unless you start studying.
Right.
You got no business missing no Bible classes. You need everything you can get. Amen. But why? For the Word of God is quick
and powerful,
and sharper than any two-edged sword,
piercing
even the mind and the sunder of the soul and the spirit, go all the way inside of you, and of the joints and marrow. Notice what it is now. It's a discerner of the thoughts and what?
Intents
of the Word of God should be working on the way you're thinking. Right about now. Every time I push the book out to you, the Word of God is going into your thoughts. It's going into your intent. It's telling you, to your faith. God is saying it's you, and you know it's you. And neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. Watch this, but all things are what? Verse 13.
But all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to.
You're going to stay with me.
I'm with you, bro.
Okay, well, let's read that again then. And then, you know, he over there listening to the sermon and then forgot to read. That happens sometimes. But all things are what? Naked.
And open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to.
Now, you know what that means? Everything we did last night, all of us. Any thought you had on your way here last night or the day before, guess what? God said everything naked. You know what that means? I see and hear everything you think or say. Every negative thought you had, God saw it. He heard it. He witnessed it. Anything you done in the dark, was it in light? It was God's light. He saw it. How many of you know sad about something God saw the last few days you did? How about something you thought? Then it makes you cringe when you think about God saw what you did, don't it? But y'all ain't gonna say amen because you think you'd be admitting to me. But you just said it. You said it to him then. Don't you know he saw your mind? Just when you answered, you didn't answer out loud to me, but God heard everything you just thought. Boy, that's something there, isn't it? Now, look here. Now, he says, but for we have not sinned then that we have a great high priest. I'm in verse 14. That has passed into the heavens. Talking about Jesus.
Jesus,
the Son of God. Let us hold fast our profession. Now, watch this now. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our what?
Infirmity.
Our weaknesses. He understood it. The devil was after him when he was on the earth. He understood what it'd be to be tempted. But was in all points.
Tempted like as
me. Tell me Jesus was tempted? Yes! The tempter came at him. He's talking about the devil. But he was tempted all upon, like as we are. But he didn't listen. Now, none of us Jesus. But they're just saying, Jesus said, I understand the temptations you're under. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of who?
Of grace.
That we may what? That's what we need. When you're seeing, we need some mercy. Amen. Mercy, Lord. Grace. Mm-hmm. Man, I'm so thankful for the grace of God on you. I mean, you got justice. You get what you get what you deserve. You got mercy. You get what you don't deserve. Grace, you get it whether you deserve it or not. That's the difference. We need the grace and mercy of God. You don't want the justice of God. Because if the justice of God come down, we're going to lose our soul. You got to stop sinning. He said, Reverend, is it possible to stop sinning completely? No. But your sin can be covered. I mean, I don't know if y'all know. When we take the Lord's Supper, you know what that blood was shed for? The remission of sin. This blood continues to cleanse. And what the brother said when he was doing the communion. Well, in 1 John 1:5. This then is the message. That God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. Let us walk in the light as he's in the light. Now fellowship one another. And the blood of Jesus cleanses that ETH of the continuing act. That's what he means by being covered. When you get baptized, you're being covered in the blood of Jesus. And the longer you stay in the light, the longer you live in the way God told you to live, the longer you repent when you know you need to repent, the longer you confess when you know you need to confess, after you've been baptized, you're covered. You're covered in the blood. It's called sealed. You remember Job? I mean, the devil was trying to get to him. He said, I can't get to him. Why? He said, you got an edge around him. See, when you get baptized, you're sealed with the Holy Spirit. A promise. In other words, God give you everything you need to get to heaven right here. The Holy Spirit gave it to us.
Don't mean he gonna come in and he ain't gonna flop around on the floor like some people out there trying to teach. The Holy Spirit don't make you foam at the mouth and flop around and speak in a language nobody understands.
No.
It doesn't do that. Holy Spirit guides us. It's smart. It's intelligent.
Right.
It's the third person in the Godhead.
Right.
The Holy Spirit is intelligent enough to keep us out of from hell, going to hell. Or, let me say, Nigel, to keep you going to heaven. You mean if I say go to heaven, you know the other place is called hell, don't you?
That's right.
Somebody said, that's a hellfire preacher. Well, I try to preach heaven, but you can't. If you miss heaven, you might, well, you already know where the other place is. No, praise the Lord. You don't always have to tell them they're going to hell to say you ain't going to heaven. y'all in a good mood this morning, huh?
Yeah.
I am in a pretty good mood. Now listen, the blessing of forgiveness will come by letting the word of God do its job on your mind. You got to take it in. You got to take in the word of God. And don't think it's mad, brother, because you're a gospel whisperer. Well, hey, I went to him and he said that. No, your problem is that your conscience is bothering you, because when I called you a gospel, you already knew you were. You knew what you were doing wrong. Talking and gossiping and whispering, talking about people behind their back, biting, all that kind of stuff. And we act like that type of stuff is nothing wrong with. Well, boy, but don't you fornicate. Well, we'll call you dirty, dear.
Oh, yeah.
But you're just as dirty for whispering.
Amen.
Sin is what?
Sin.
That's our problem. Many of us looked at the little stuff as if it's going to be okay on the day of judgment. You might well say amen, because you might be one of them. I might be helping you right now. Yeah, I'm trying to help you. We don't have to die in our sins if we listen to what God said. Now remember, we are naked before Him. Mm-hmm. So you might well be honest to God. You ain't never got to tell me. God, your problem is not even my business what you're doing. Well, verses, I have done this and I knew I was wrong. You don't need to tell us. Sometimes telling folk what you've done do more harm than good.
Amen.
If God didn't tell you to tell it, don't tell it.
Yeah.
He said, confess your fault. Pray one for another. We already know you got an issue. If you don't know you got an issue, see me at the door. I'll write it on a piece of paper. Lying. That's your issue. I won't write it down. I'll write it down and put it in your front pocket. And what Brother Book say my issue was? Lying. Until you start telling the truth, you're never going to change. Are you preaching God this morning, Brother Book? I think so, too. Anybody, first person come to you, I'm going to write it. Give me a pen. Right now, I have my pen. I write it down. Lying is a lie. Your problem. Now, the word silence in the original language means similar to what we know of being silent. I mean, be quiet. You know, it's a Hebrew. Be silent, to be led along, and to leave off speaking according to Strong's, to be quiet, to rest, to practice secretly. So what is David saying? David had kept quiet, silent, in this text here, according to 2 Samuel 11, where you don't have to go over there, about a sin that he had done for over a year. He kept it to himself. You know, he kept it within him. It was bothering him, though. And those who saw David during that year might not have suspected anything. Or going, see, I can't look at you and tell what kind of sin you're really dealing with.
Amen.
Ain't y'all glad of that? Yeah, you see, y'all know what he was doing. He knew. Everybody don't need to know. You know, folks didn't want to tell it. Sometimes, y'all, I had a sister ask, should I go back? And I cheated, but should I go back and talk to her? I said, no. You mean, you going to do more harm than good? If I got an ought against a person, they come to you. You go to them, if you got an ought. Amen. If God said, I forgive you, leave that thing alone. Somebody run their mouth too much. Now, if you've done something wrong with somebody, you need to get it right. I'm not saying that. Y'all looking at me like I said something wrong. I know I'm telling, this is a good talk I'm talking about. Many people have got hurt. You know, the truth don't hurt. The truth does hurt.
Yeah.
The truth hurts, man. Sometimes some truths need to be kept. Trying to kill somebody. They got to live what you told them. Leave that thing alone. Well, get it right with God and leave it alone now. A lot of children hurt over stuff. Well, your daddy wasn't no good. You shouldn't have said that to that child. What kind of mother are you? Well, you married the same man, or you were with the same man that you now telling the child he's no good? Something wrong with you, sis? Preach, brother. I'm running around here talking about the man ain't no good. Well, what about you? Hurt that child for the rest of his life. Her life. Many children hurt over men and women being too honest. Keep your mouth shut on some things. Talk in the back room.
Boy, they probably want me to hear what I'm finish this sermon. There's a whole lot of things coming to my mind as I'm talking. Thank you. Somebody say, go ahead on. Thank you. I like that, boy. And when you got to see somebody, go ahead on, bro. Don't mess around with that, bro. We're going to be off here an hour and a half. You know how them folk gonna complain if I'm here an hour and a half? Yeah, the same people complain about me being up here an hour, sat down and watched the Titanic for 3 hours, knowing the ship gonna sink. The whole movie, ain't complaining about nothing. You already know, dear. Okay, let me go over 40 minutes. That Brother Brooke, he's long-winded, ain't he? You're going to be long and hot, too. The way you're going, it's going to be hot down there. You're going to be wishing Brother Brooke would preach to you a little longer. Now I got your laugh. I tell you, going to hell. And I call you gospels out. And I talked about y'all backbiting folk. And now you got your laughing a little bit because you know I was talking about you, don't you? Now you're smiling. Well, go back, I want you to be bothered by what I said. That's your conscience working. See, David knew what to do. I mean, many people, no doubt in my mind, are listening to me this morning, and they are hurting on the inside because they can't forgive or they can't forgive someone. You got to live with the fact you can't forgive somebody. But now you need to be reminded that the Lord said, if you can't forgive someone else, he won't forgive you. Amen. I paraphrase, but you got it. Mm-hmm. Now, so we said, open up to God, let this thing go, and plan your forgiveness. Go with God's plan for forgiveness. Life is too short to live with this guilt. Oh, what are you saying, open up? Brother, I'm not saying open up and go tell everybody anything. I'm saying you need to deal with this thing, with your sin, with God. The first thing you got to do is get baptized. For remission of sin, baptism is for the remission of sin. Everything you ever done wrong when you're baptized is forgiven. You got a brand new start. Ain't God a good God?
Yeah.
He's a good God. Say, I forgive everything. Wait, what about I said everything?
Yeah.
If God will forgive everything, wouldn't you want it? Yeah, and then you walk out here free as a bird. Just free out of the cage. All your burdens lifted, amen. All your guilt gone. Now you're gonna mess up again, though. Well, of course you are. Man that's born of a woman, you're gonna have some sinful issues. Thoughts gonna be sinful. That may give you nobody perfect. But once you get in the blood, you gotta stay in the blood. See, that means take the Lord's Supper every Sunday. Keep coming to worship. You know, stay in the light. Do what God tells you to do. When you make a mistake, get up and confess your fault. Get it right with God. That's all he wants you to do. He said, Jesus, John said, if we confess our sins, he's just to forgive us. That's after you're baptized.
Now, remember, silence is defined in keeping this thing bottled up in your heart. That's when we talk about heart, people talk about, I believe in my heart, Lord. This is a pump. What he's talking about up there is a man thinking in his heart. It's the head. See, it's in the head that we got trouble. But mentally, everybody ain't mentally ill either. Well, you know, Brother Brooks, that man killed all the folks on the road with his mind. That boy was evil.
We need to stop trying to write everything on all of us crazy. Everybody ain't crazy. Well, maybe some out there. They'll be all right on the day of judgment. I'd rather be crazy than you sitting up here with good sense and don't get baptized. You got good sense. Sense enough to know the truth as I tell you, that right there. Yeah. Right there, something wrong with you. That's the problem. It ain't craziness. Anybody won't get baptized? They ain't crazy. That's somebody you don't want to do what God told you to do. So what are you saying, brother? I'm saying that the things going on is in our head. Our head is where the problem is.
When I kept silent, my bones, David said, waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night, thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture turned to drop.
Selah. That's the end. That's a punctuation mark at the end of a song. Song's a song. That's Selah. That's all that means. And so that's just for information, in case you didn't know what that meant. But David, what is he saying in this verse? My groaning all day long. Day and night, his mind was bothered by what he done. This is a description of a guilty conscience. This is what that young man was telling me about. I just keep doing the same thing. I don't know what I'm going to do. Scared to death, you're going to lose his soul. I'm glad I got to meet him, though. You know why I'm glad I got to meet him? I gave some good news to him. The blessing of forgiveness is to relieve the conscience. Brothers and sisters, man, it bothered me if I know I did something wrong with somebody. You hurt my feelings. How many of y'all bother when you feel like you did something wrong? Your conscience is working pretty good when it's like that. Yeah, you need to let it work, though. Let it work. Because David said, my moisture turned to the drought of summer. This is the picture of a summer heat. When the rains were over in the landscape of Israel, it became parched and dry. This is David saying, I was down and out, depressed. He was parched. And I know there are people listening to me that are depressed over the things you're dealing with in your life. You didn't come to this building because you thought you had it all together. You came to this building because there's something you know you better get right before you die.
Amen.
Don't we know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we know. What we do know is we're going to die, and what bothers us, I mean, I could die with this thing going on in my life. That's it. That's all about make you lose sleep. It'll make you lose sleep. Your conscience will make you lose sleep. You're depressed, but you don't have to be depressed if you enjoy the blessing of forgiveness. The blessing of forgiveness is that God, you can live a full life knowing that I've been forgiven by God, and if God has forgiven me, I have to forgive myself. Some people can't even forgive themselves. See, you keep holding yourself accountable for what God done forgave you. Yeah, you did it. We know that. You know that. He know that. But God said, your sin, I remember it no more. That's the blessing of being a Christian. So God said, I want you to remember it, but it ain't going to come up on the day of judgment because I don't remember it. Why ain't we serving a good God? Why we serving a good God? He's like, ain't coming up on judgment day. I don't remember. What's in you? I don't remember nothing. That blood got it covered. Boy, ain't that good? Well, thank you, Jesus, for the blood of Jesus. Amen. Now, that's a good sermon to come listen to. How many of y'all need forgiveness?
Amen.
Somebody else to forgive you? Isn't that sad? You said, will you please forgive the person? Nah, I ain't forgiving. That hurt, don't it? Y'all ain't never did nobody like that, have you? Well, you trying to kill them? When somebody humbly say, man, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I'll forgive you, but I ain't going to forget it. Now you lying now. See, what your problem is that you can't forgive, so you remind them over and over and over and over. Every time an opportunity come up in the marriage, you know you did it back then. But that was back then. You said you forgave me. Well, the problem is you didn't ever forgive it. You see, you didn't let the bird fly free. A lot of marriages messed up over that. Yeah, I'm telling the truth. There ain't a church. A lot of marriage messed up because somebody can't forgive somebody. You just don't know how much that hurt me when he stepped out on me. You know how much it hurt God when you lie? You ever thought about how much you hurt God? Do you know your sin is in his face? Have you been perfect? Do you think about what you do to God when you sin? And yet he's able to forgive you? Got quiet on me, didn't you? Because you thought you were justified. I've been mentally hurt. I've been traumatized. And you traumatized. Yes, you are. Yeah, you hurt. I'm not taking that away. You're hurt. But the thing about it is, you're hurting God every time you keep being like you are. Yeah. What? Why everybody quiet, Kirby? Just me and you seem like today. The blessed forgiveness. Look here, that's a changed life. You know, when you can look back and you see yourself, man, When I was in my 20s, I tell the young kids in the early 20s, you know, back then we used foul language growing up. Foul language, boy, we had some bad language. And everybody look at me like they talked all night. Some of y'all still cussing. I ain't cussing yet no more. At least I used to. But you still doing it. Yeah, Now, when I got baptized, I had to learn how to talk. They start inserting some euphemism. Y'all, that's a big word. Say, insert another word. You know, like dang versus. You say, oh, dang. You used to then say dang. Boy, hey, y'all, boy, I'm just too real. Ain't
it? Yes, you are.
it's something when you too real with folks. And you already, I listen to some of y'all still using euphemism. You still using it and setting them away from trying to change your language, learning how to talk again.
Mm-hmm.
Just a filthy mouth, just a filthy euphemism. It's just insert for another same word. That's what you're doing. You need to just go and learn how to talk right. Yep. Let's go back to verse 5. It's verse 5.
Right,
I'm going to get ready to stop. Get ready to stop in 35 minutes. All up and up. Now, when the song leader was leading song, I didn't say nothing. I didn't tell him how many leads, nothing like that. When that brother came out, open the prayer, got a little long, but I didn't say nothing. And then the other brother pushed the camera and gave him about another 5 minutes worth of prayer. I didn't say nothing then either. And then Robert, he was up here moving around doing the community. I ain't say nothing. He took his time, read everything. I ain't say a thing. And now that I'm up, don't y'all say.
No, I'm just.
But now watch this. Now, he says,
I acknowledge my sin. And
now, here you go. Here comes the answers, right? What did you do, David? First thing I did was acknowledge my sin unto whom?
D. And mine is.
Unto who?
D.
Who is D?
God.
He's talking to God. First thing he did was went to the Lord. In my iniquity,
have I not?
I'm not hiding where I broke your law. I'm not going to hide it. But now, when somebody come tell you that you're a problem, and you're, well, that's what you think. Well, that's your opinion. And you know it's right. What it is, that you have no humility to admit when you're the one wrong.
Amen.
And if you ain't gonna admit it to me, you ain't gonna admit it to God. You got too much pride to admit you wrong. God resisted the proud and gave grace to the humble. That's in your Bible. Read it through Genesis and read the Revelation. You'll run into it. It's in your Bible. Need to read it anyway. When it's like, come up there, here's brother, sister, here's from you this way, you this way, here's how you come across me. Why, that's what you say. Well, what did God say about it? Now, you point your finger at him and tell him. Because you know I'm telling you the truth. Amen. Or your wife telling you the truth, your husband telling you the truth. You know they're telling you what you did wasn't right. In the way you are, like, that's just the way I am. Just the way you are going to get you out of heaven. And you ain't going to get to heaven just as I am. I know you, that song don't mean that. Some folks say, I can go to heaven just as I am. I've been always been loud and crazy. I'm going to die and be loud, crazy days. I've always been alive. I'm going to die alive. I was born a Baptist. I'm going to die a Baptist. You know, folks say stuff like that. This is the way I've always been. All right, well, you the way you always been. All you're doing is telling God. You thought you were smart enough for me. Well, you're smart enough to the wrong one. It's God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen,
brother. Now, this David was depressed because he had sins that he needed forgiven. And it leads to emotional alienation from God, physical weaknesses. Millions of people live in this condition. You think about guys like Robin Williams. Man, he can make folk laugh all over the world. Good morning! Y'all ain't gonna remember still remember the movie? What was it? Good morning, Vietnam!
Mm-hmm.
He can make a man laugh all across the world. But when he went to his house, he cried. Now, who is like that in here? When you get home, you just full of tears. You smiling on the outside in front of us up here.
you go to your dark room in your house, in your mind, you're crying. You need some help.
You need to change some things. David said, I acknowledge my sin unto thee. I didn't hide it from God. I said, I will confess my transgression to the Lord. Thou forgavest iniquity of my sin. When David confessed, he did not hide no more. You can't be silent. You got to go to God. If I had time this morning, I'd go to the prodigal son. And the prodigal son in Luke 15, we won't go. I just tell you, you know the story. Go over there and read it. Luke 15. How many of y'all know about the prodigal son? Say amen.
Amen.
Well, he left home. Went out there trying to enjoy himself out there and got in the hog pen and wanted to go back home. When he had to make a confession, he said, I've sinned against the Lord. You know, and the father had his arms open. And when he was on his way back, the father went to get him. God trying to call you back. That's all. That's all. He just admit it, Lord, I sinned against you, Lord. I admit that I've done wrong. Just like the prodigal son. I'm on my way back home, down on my bending knees, begging you to save this soul of mine. Please forgive me, Jesus.
Try me
one more time. Blessing or forgiveness is recognized in heaven by angels. Because the Bible said the angels in heaven rejoice over one sinner that what? Repent. When we stop doing wrong, God will bless us in a special way. And all of heavens know, all the angels in heaven know, forgiveness was paid for by the blood of Jesus. That's why they rejoice. Somebody took advantage of the blood. What did God do? He so loved us that he gave his son. And he gave his son to come to this earth. And he did, y'all. He came and lived by 33 years. In the last 24 hours of his life, he was treated like a death row inmate. When he had done no wrong. Yet they led him to execution by crucifixion. He had to go to the cross. He had to get beat up and spit upon first. But why did he go to the cross? His blood is shed for me. What? For the remission or forgiveness of sins. Jesus, that's why he came. To give us the ability to be forgiven for the wrongs that we would do as human beings. Amen. That's good news. Why is that good news, y'all? Because everybody have sinned. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Everybody that ain't sinned, stand up. Every one of us, ain't nobody going to stand up. If they do, they misunderstood what I said. Or maybe something else going on. But I'm so happy. I'm so happy about that. You know, but this is the best job in the world I have is mine. To tell people what to do. Because I know what a guilty conscience feels like. You said, what'd you say? I said, I know what a guilty conscience feels like. You heard me. Act like you didn't hear me. Did he say that? Wonder what he did. That ain't none of your business. That between me and the Lord.
Can her up and get it.
Yeah, that's what that is. It's stay out of my business. All up in your Kool-Aid like kids say.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, I always want to know what somebody done. That ain't your business. If you worry too much about what others have done, you ain't looking at yourself. That's what you need to be doing.
That's right.
Now, I've dealt with forgiveness my whole life. Have y'all?
Yes,
my whole life I've been dealing with sin. And just because you get old don't mean you stop.
That's right.
Let me stay. Let me look on this side because you might think I'm picking on him over there.
Mm-hmm.
He talking about, you better with your hand. I am. He's my reader. Let me close like this. Close like this. Here's what you need to remember. Forgiveness is a blessing. To be forgiven is a blessing. It's conditioned upon being honest. The word of God will convict you. Let it work. You got to be honest with yourself and God. The blessing of forgiveness will relieve your conscience. We call it peace of mind. That's what it is. That's what you get from the lesson. It can bring you out of depression and bring joy back to your life. The blessed person is the one who changed their lives, gave it to God,
because you had to have a change of mind. And God is nothing but a father, like the prodigal son. He don't want us out there in the pen. Do y'all know the prodigal son had to come to his senses? He had to come home. Maybe you've been away from the church a long time. Don't you need to come home? Yeah, you ought to come back. He said, "Bro, how do you confess? If you're already in a blood relationship with you've been baptized, you have to confess your fault." What the Bible say? Confess your sins. 1 John 1. Jesus said, "I'm just to forgive you if you'll just confess." So, what? How do you confess, brothers and sisters? I have sinned, and I ask God to forgive me. That's what a confession is about. Somebody said, "You brothers, you need to repent." Well, now repent between you and God. Now, if you, I ain't got nothing to do with that. If you haven't repented, that means you haven't made a mind change. Now, that ain't got nothing to do with me now. That's all you and God. See, you can confess and be lying. I don't encourage that. But if you know I'm not going to miss worship, I'm not planning on missing worship no more. I'm trying to come back. Now, I'm going to get it right. You say, "I have sinned, Brother Brooke." Not Brother Brooke, you say, "I have sinned." Brother sister, pray for him. Why you asking everybody to pray for you? Because the Bible said, "The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayer." He'll forgive you based on the righteous people praying for you. That's what God is saying. Yeah, and then he said, "Y'all, you confess your fault one, then you pray for each other. You know, when we're in this together, you pray for me, I pray for you." Amen. Isn't that good, the way God did it? Say, "Now, don't leave nobody out. Pray for them too, and they pray for you." That's why I say, "I'm going to call the faithful member of the church that I know, have them pray for me." If they're smart, and if they're living in sin, they'll say, "Let me and you call somebody else. Because my life ain't right to be praying." See what I'm saying? Folks say, "I'll pray for you." No, you're saying your prayer ain't going nowhere because you ain't living right. It ain't going nowhere. Hit the ceiling and bounce like your checks. Now, David said this, y'all. "I didn't keep silent." That's the title of this sermon. And so what God's plan is for us to not be silent, not to keep this in here. You got to go on, open up and say it to the Lord. And if you're here today and you're not a Christian, remember, what God did was gave his son the greatest gift he could give to man. His son gave his life, and he said, "Greater love had no man than this, than lay down his life for his friends." That's what Jesus, he called you a friend as a sinner. What you got to do? Believe that with all of your heart, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You got to repent, make a change. Jesus said, "I tell you now, Luke 13:3, except you repent, you're going to perish." You got to change. You got to make a change. That can happen right here this morning. Man, I'm not planning on doing that anymore. And you honestly mean it. I'm not planning. It could happen again, but it's not my intent. That's good. That's a good start. Indeed. Be willing to stand before these people and say, "You know what? I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." Jesus said, "You'll do it before me, and I'll do it in heaven before my Father." Matthew 10:36. Then after that, be baptized. Why? Jesus said it. He told us to baptize every one of them. Teach all nations, baptize them, Matthew 28:18, Mark 16:15-16, Acts 2:38, Acts 22:16, Romans 6:3-5, Galatians 3:26. How much baptism you want? 1 Peter 3:21. Peter said that baptism also does not save us. I don't know why anybody would listen to any preacher who say baptism is sinless. There's so much water in this book you can squeeze it and water come out of it. Nothing but water, all through the Bible. Is that right? Got to get in the water. Jesus, they pierced him in the side. It got blood and water came out of the side of Jesus. How can anybody say water is not essential when it came out of the side of the essential one who died? I don't understand a preacher like that. Maybe you're listening out there to him. Maybe you listen. You ever heard a preacher like Brother Brooks? Yeah. Maybe you never heard nothing like this. But you enjoyed it because you like truth. See, what's happening, you've been seeking the truth. So if you're listening out there, you call us, email us, NationwideGospel@yahoo.com, and we will help you get baptized wherever you are in our listening audience. And you need to go to the church there. You can't be a member online. That's what some trying to do now. That's why we need to get away from this stuff. Only for the sick and shut in. Am I making that clear? Yeah. You can't be an e-member. Somebody in California won't be a member here. You can't do that. You got to be at a church where they can watch for your soul. You got to be at the congregation. We're responsible for the people who come to Holland Heights. We're responsible for people who have their name on the roll here. That's what we're responsible for. Now, if you're in the audience this morning, I think he said fountain free. And that means the blood has been flowed. Or the fountain is free. What he's saying there in that song
is that it's free. The blood has been shed on Calvary Hill. And Jesus is calling you this morning. But David said, when I kept silence, it killed him almost. But then he said, I acknowledged. Acknowledge that you need to be baptized and walk down here. Don't let none stop you from coming to get baptized. For the remission of your forgiveness of your sin. Don't let nothing stop you. The fountain is free. And when we stand, if you got somebody with you that want to come baptized, you walk with them down here. Yeah, anybody who want to come down can come down. If you need to come down and make confession, you come on down and do it. Just get your lives right.
That's right.
That's what we're trying to get you to do. I like it when people walk to the front. Hey man, if you walk in the door, you walk to the front and make a confession.
Right.
Walk to the front and get your baptism done. That's what we need to do. We're going to sing the song. I preached enough, long enough. Y'all got the message now. David said, when I kept what? When I kept what? When I kept silent. That didn't do no good, did it? Don't keep it to yourself. Go ahead and come to the Lord and acknowledge Him. And God will bless your life. You enjoy the blessing of forgiveness. Come, as together we stand and sing a song of encouragement.
There's a fountain free,
yes,
for you.
Come on now.
And me. Let us haste. No haste to it free.
Come on down to the Lord. Come to Him. Let Him in your life this morning. Let God in your life. Let Him in. Let Him in. Let Him in. Let Him in your life. Come on. Come on to the Lord. Come on to the Lord. Let him in your life. Come to him. Wouldn't you come? Will you come? It's for you and me. Is there a thirsty soul? Hear a welcome call. One precious soul needs to come all the way to the back. Would it be you? God is calling. Jesus said, come to me, come. Come to me, all you that labor and have it laid, and I'll give you rest. Wouldn't you come home? Wouldn't you come for a peace of mind? Get it right with God. David said, when I kept silent, I couldn't, it didn't help me. But will you come? We beg you to come. Lord is calling you. Sing with him this time.
There you go.
Sing with him.
To the fountain free.
Sing, all right.
Just for you and me.
We say, thirsty soul. Hear a welcome call.
Hear the welcome call.